This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Marilyn Barnwall. That's B-A-R-N-E-W-A-L-L. She is the author of Wanta, Black Swan, White Hat. Her website is marilynwrites.blogspot.com. The website for the book, which everyone can read, is wantarevelations.com. And Wanta is, of course, W-A-N-T-A, wantarevelations.com. All righty. We've had a long break, so I can't remember what we were talking about. But we were talking about Star Wars and the cost, and where Leo Wanta actually got that $27 million.
Trillion.
I'm sorry. Trillion just seems so outstanding. You know, it's just.
It
so
is.
Much.
It's an incredible sum to even conceive, let alone believe. I think what we did with the first hour was say, okay, here's who Lee Wanta is, here's how he got involved in this, here's how he took down the Soviet ruble, and here's how he ended up being the $27.5 trillion man. we could go into a lot of details about how he invested in prime bank guarantees and how that all occurred. It's very detailed and explained in the book, and it's boring, you know, to talk too much about prime bank guarantees and the top 10 banks in the world were the only ones he invested in. But the result of it all, if you want to read the details, if you want to know the details, go to the website, wantarevelations.com, and read the book. It'll tell you in detail how the money was generated, how the fortune was created. But I think the important thing is then, I think we need to skip to July 7th, 1993.
Okay.
It's a lovely morning in Lausanne, Switzerland. Leo Wanta is having breakfast with a group of people. He is getting ready to get on, they were going to take a train, but he had a lot of luggage with him. He had all of his records with him, and he was carrying it. So they decided to take a cab to Geneva to meet with Vince Foster. And hotel reservations are there. That's confirmed. It's on Vince Foster's American Express card and so on. And instead of getting in that cab, the Swiss Sûreté arrested Leo Wanta and put him in prison in Switzerland, Dubois prison, for 134 days. No charges were ever filed. He never was taken to a courtroom. No anything happened. He was just held in solitary confinement for 134 days. On the basis that the Swiss said of tax evasion charges that were going to be filed in Wisconsin, which is Leo Wanta's home state. So there he sits for 134 days until, on November 16, 1993, the Swiss prison officials receive a coded letter sent to Lewontov from Yitzhak Rabin from Israel, because Lee had promised a part of a settlement arrangement of $5 billion to the Palestinians, $5 billion to the Israelis for a peace process. And suddenly the Swiss decided that what Leo Wanta had been telling them, that he was a secret agent who reported directly to the President of the United States, was true. He got that letter on, it's stamped, I've got the envelope. It was received by the prison on November 16. On November 17, they had Leo Wanta on an airplane for New York.
So why did they hold him? Did they ever say?
Well, what he was carrying was all of his records.
Okay.
He was in Switzerland on an operation called Chaselet. Operation Chaselet. And he was investigating Swiss banks who were reactivating credit vehicles, like letters of credit, for example, and reusing them unlawfully. And that was the reason for his arrest. They held him there. They went through all of his intelligence information that he had, that he was carrying with him, and suddenly figured out that maybe they'd better send him back to the United States. Well, he went into court in New York, and Judge Aline Ross threw out the entire thing. She dismissed the case. He walked out of that courthouse a free man and was immediately rearrested by two New York detectives and returned to the Brooklyn House of Detention, where they held him that would have been November 19th he was released. They held him until December 13th. No charges. Again, no rights were read to him. No charges were filed against him. He did sign what are those things, Deanna? I have a horrible time remembering that word, where you can move me from this spot to that spot.
Oh, a legal term?
Yeah, it's a legal term where you're arrested, extradition paper.
Okay.
Signed an I'm getting old. What can I say?
And I'm no help.
And anyway, he signed a 7-day extradition permission saying, hey, I want to get back to Wisconsin and get this thing over with because this is absolutely ridiculous. He hadn't been a resident of Wisconsin since 1985, and they had filed tax evasion charges against him.
Oh, really?
Which was what Judge Ross threw out in New York. She just looked at him and said, this is ridiculous, and threw it out. And so, anyway, that's how they did not extradite him on time. They didn't extradite him within the 7 days that he granted. So New York then became involved in this whole thing. So he ended up then being taken back to Wisconsin December 13th, 1993, where they held him in prison until his trial in May of 1995. Now, he had paid the $14,129 in May and June twice. He paid it. I've got copies of the canceled checks that were put through the treasurer's office, state of Wisconsin. He paid the $14,129 in 1992, for which they were trying him in 1995.
Huh.
He paid it twice. They never credited it until after his trial, after he was convicted, and in November of 1996, they finally credited the two payments. But he was sentenced to 22 years in prison for non-payment of taxes. When you add it all up concurrently and the you know, probation and everything that was involved. And when you read that court transcript, it was a kangaroo court.
Big farce, right? All right, we are going to a three-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Marilyn Barnwell.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Marilyn Barnwell. She is the author of Wanta, Black Swan, White Hat, which you can read free online. And you can read that book at wantarevelations.com. Marilyn's website is marilynwrites.blogspot.com. So how's your voice holding out?
Well, I was just asking myself that same question. I was asking, is it going to hold out? And I apologize to your listeners for the throat clearing and coughing, but it's part of my life these days.
That's okay. Maybe we should open the phone lines and give your voice a rest and have some people ask some questions. People can call in at 800-313-9443. All righty. So I guess the big question is, where's the money? And it was stolen.
I got that same question. It was stolen.
Right.
When Lee spent 8 years in prison, Cattle Marine in Wisconsin, and then in North Fork Prison in Sayre, Oklahoma, and was released. And when he was released, he began filing lawsuits, as one would expect an innocent person to do. And he got a decision from Judge Gerald Bruce Lee in Virginia, which is where his company, Ameritrust, was located. And the Judge Lee said that basically, this was a lawsuit, by the way, filed against John Ashcroft and as the Attorney General and the Secretary of the Treasury at the time and so on. And the judge told Lee to bring the liquidate his corporation and bring the money back into the United States and pay taxes on it. And so Lee liquidated a large portion of those corporations, and the People's Bank of China, which is the central bank of China, wire transferred in May of 2003 his $4.5 trillion, and the money was swift wired into his account at the Bank of America in Richmond, Virginia, and it disappeared down the Treasury Department Federal Reserve rat hole.
Now, was Henry M. Paulson the Secretary of the Treasury at that point in time?
At that point in time, no. At that point in time, I believe Snow was the Secretary of the Treasury. And he and Alan Greenspan, in fact, the head of the Federal Reserve at the time, had flown to China to verify Lee Wanta's signatures and so on, signatory on the account, and had come back, and Lee has signed agreements with the United States government about the $4.5 trillion, and it was a clear inward remittance and so on. And the money came in, and it just disappeared. And he's been fighting for that money and access to it.
Now, what year was this?
That was 2003 that we had the Judge Gerald Bruce Lee decision, and it was 2006 when the it took him the time, 3 years, to liquidate the corporations, get the money. 2006 that the wire transfer came in. It was either May or June of 2006. I believe it was May. And Lee filed then a writ of mandamus with the courts, and it's amazing to me how, and he's not the only one this has happened to, by the way. This has happened to other people as well, but this is the one I know about, so I'll stick to that. But they keep promising that they're going to pay. He has signed agreements. George W. Bush signed an agreement with this. And then Henry Paulson was Secretary of the State, or Secretary of Treasury, I'm sorry. And
from 2006 to 2009. Yeah.
Signature had to be on. The Secretary of Treasury's signature had to release the funds, and Paulson refused to sign it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So if you look, when people say, so, okay, this is ancient history, what does all this have to do with me today? Well, take a look at your $17 trillion debt, for starters. If Lee Wanta's $4.5 trillion had been put in his account and left there, his taxes on there that he agreed in writing to pay in that same agreement was $1.575 trillion.
Wow.
That money has been directly stolen from American taxpayers. As to the remaining $23 trillion, The reason they hid Lewanta in prison, the CIA began going to the banks around the world where Lee had hidden these accounts and telling them that Lewanta was dead.
Okay.
And the agreement, Lee agreed to accept the $4.5 trillion in settlement on the 27th, but he verbally gave the remaining $23 trillion to the American people. These were his funds. They didn't belong to the government. He gave them to the people. He had promised Ronald Reagan he would do that, and he did that.
Wow.
This is a man who respects this. He loves this country, and he respects his oath of office to a degree which I can't believe how many violations of oaths of office we have sitting in Washington, D.C. right now, let alone every state capital in the country. But Lewanta has been just a one-man campaign to right this wrong and to do away with the debt of the American people, and that's what he wants. You know, when you think in terms of where did they get all this money to manipulate the gold market in today's world?
Mm-hmm.
Liz, you don't think this might be where part of that $23 trillion is being used, do you?
Sure.
How about the stock market? How about all these transfers that you hear from, like, of Lord Blackheath, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Europe, who's in the United Kingdom, in the House of Lords, stands up and talks about the $15 trillion transfer that comes into the Royal Bank of Scotland, and he's complaining about it and saying this can't be. Those are Lewanta's funds that are being moved all over the world. What do you think is financing all of these little intelligence operations around the world, the off-the-books,
right,
CIA stuff that's going on?
Now, we do have some callers lining up, and there's a question that is asked in the chat room that I've always wondered.
Okay.
Why didn't they just kill him or suicide him?
They don't know where all the money is, number one. Number
okay,
two,
that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, he also has the day Leo Lewanta dies, there will be so much information about so many people that is transmitted by satellite to various people around the world who have the capacity, and I'm not one of them, by the way, who have the capacity to get the information public, that they can't kill him.
Wow.
Or they're very stupid if they do.
Sure. All righty. We will be right back, and we'll take some calls when we get back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Marilyn Barnwall. She is the author of Wanta, Black Swan, White Hat. Her website is marilynwrites.blogspot.com and wantarevelations.com. Let's go ahead and take a call and give your voice a rest. Let's take Sherry from Kansas. Sherry, welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Yes, Marilyn, I like your stuff. I've read it on News with Views, and I remember reading about this when Greg Szymanski was reporting on it several years ago, and it was just so hard to believe that this could be true, but you know, you add a good bit of credibility, and you've answered some of my questions since I've been on the phone, but do you feel... Who would have standing, and I'm guessing maybe Congress, since they're not going to let any regular people demand that this money be used to pay this $23 trillion that's went down the rabbit hole, be paid, pay the national debt. Who do you think has standing?
I think the best way, one of the things that I cover in the last chapter of the book, is exactly what you're talking about. In fact, I used the Greg Szymanski information in that chapter. One of his listeners or readers wrote a letter to Senator Larry Craig, and when you read, I linked a copy of that letter to Senator Craig, or the answer that this guy got from Senator Craig. And it's ridiculous when you read that letter, and the point being, the problem is, until this book came out, there was never really any evidence that what I'm saying is true. And now with all of these linked documents, when you write a letter to your representative or your senator and say, I want the WANTA money returned to the American people, and I want it used to pay our debt, they can't write you back a letter filled with lies like Senator Craig wrote to one of Greg Szymanski's readers. Not anymore. And that's how I end that chapter, is you can't do this anymore, because here are the facts and the documents are linked to prove that what's being said is true.
Do you feel like people like George Bush Sr. and Clinton's and a lot of other people, could they be tried for treason if they could get arrested and charged with it?
I think if the information about all of... Boy, that's a hard question to answer. Because, I mean, when you talk about trying someone for treason, you're talking serious stuff. I think that the American people would be so shocked by the truth of what's been going on. Is it treason? In my opinion, yes, it is. And unless I'm mistaken, we can still have those in the United States. But I don't know for how long, though.
Anyway, well, I think Sarah McClendon said it the
best.
Yes,
I mean, does what has happened to this man represent treasonous behavior? In my opinion, it definitely does. And I say so in writing in the book. And I do hope you'll go and read it.
Oh, I will. As Tom Valentine used to say, you've done yeoman's work.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Sarah McClendon was a White House correspondent, and George Bush allegedly said this in December 1992 in an interview with her. He said, and I quote, "Sarah, if the American people had ever known the truth about what we Bushes have done to this nation, we would be chased down in the streets and lynched," unquote.
Yeah, Sarah McClendon was, you know, she wrote an article about Lee WANTA.
Ah.
Yeah, she did. And one of the interesting things was, I've got a copy of that article, as a matter of fact. I have got in my files about 2,000 pages of court transcripts and several thousand actual hard copies of other documents, and I've got 8 gigabytes of information that I've obtained from various places. I've got the articles from, because Lee was involved in shipping guns to Noriega in Panama. Well, guess what? One of the big problems in Panama was that they could not identify his secret guard. And so they had put together a plan. They had a computer chip in each of these weapons that when the guns then would be distributed to the secret force that was protecting Noriega and the drugs and everything, would identify where they were and where those guns were and who had them. So those articles are part. I mean, there is so much information. It's overwhelming, Deanna. It truly is.
Indeed.
I mean, you've done a lot of research. I've read your stuff. You know what it's like when you just run into document after document after document that verifies what's being said, and you say, there's no way this could be anything but the truth.
Indeed. And I did write a story about Leo WANTA and Christopher Story. And in fact, I asked Leo when I was talking to him, whatever happened to Christopher Story, because I'd heard that somebody murdered him.
Yeah, that was the story. And do you want to tell what Lee said?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well,
give my voice a rest.
That it was just a big fake, basically.
Well, basically, yeah, what I've heard is that Christopher Story came to Lee after Lee was released from North Fork Prison in Sayre, Oklahoma. And he went back and he had to spend 3 months somewhere incarcerated in Wisconsin. He won his release. He fought in court in Oklahoma and won his release. And he was living with his daughter out in a very sparsely populated area. And Christopher Story shows up on his doorstep. And it's like, hello. And for the next 2 years, 3 years, Christopher Story could not say the words Leo Wanta, hero, patriot, genius, and so on in the same sentence often enough.
Mm-hmm.
When Lee realized what that Michael Cottrell and Christopher Story were trying to hire a board of directors at Ameritrust in Virginia to manage Leo's money, he quickly terminated both of them and cut off all contact.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately about, I think it happened about 2009, Christopher Story began calling Leo Wanta every kind of economic terrorist there was. Well, you have to look at, why would he do that? Well, for 3 years, Christopher Story had built a readership on the hero image of Leo Wanta.
Mm-hmm.
Could not afford to lose those readers. And so the only way he could keep Leo Wanta as his lead advertisement for his very expensive publications was to turn against Lee, because suddenly he did not have access to Lee Wanta.
Okay.
So what I've heard is that Christopher Story went too far with his, and I didn't hear this from Lee, by the way, I heard it from other sources, went too far with what he was saying about Lee and had to cut it off. Christopher Story is a pseudonym for Edward Harrell, who owned that publication.
Yes,
so,
okay.
Her story, the pseudonym, may indeed be dead, but Edward Harrell, from what I've heard, is living very happily in Toronto, Canada.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I wrote a little article about it in 2005 or 2006 maybe, or about then, or maybe after that, 2007, early 2007. But it's just very interesting because you know, I always questioned Christopher Story's stuff. And it just seemed like it was just kind of way out there. And then when they knocked him off, supposedly, that gave credibility. That gave everything he said some sort of credibility.
Yeah. He was a very interesting guy. He was an extremely good researcher. He said some of the most brilliant things that I have seen a journalist write about economics and currencies. But I believe he had an intelligence connection in the United Kingdom, and that was his job, and that's what he was doing. I believe he was MI6. But
absolutely. Sure. All righty. When we come back, we'll take another call. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back, says Deanna. And our guest today is Marilyn Barnwall. She is the author of Wanta, Black Swan, White Hat. And you can read that for free at wantarevelations.com. Marilyn's website is marilynwrites.blogspot.com. And we do have another caller. Did you want to finish a comment or a statement?
I think we're fine.
Okay. Let's take Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Basically, I've got kind of a comment. Marilyn, great job on all your work and digging to find out all this information. It's just my comment is our senators, our Congress zip by and haven't prosecuted any of these people, these big banks. WorldCom stole all that money from those farmers that had a co-op. They pulled their money together and put it in WorldCom, and outright, the bank stole it from them. And our senator sat there on a jury and did nothing. And the same with this, they tracked down the HBC, all these killings and blood money for drugs, and did nothing. They had the guy in front of them. Didn't prosecute him, didn't do anything. TARP, all the people stood up and called their congressman. We burnt the phones up there saying, do not pass this, do not pass this, and they voted for it anyway. we can't fire these people. When you put laundering money, Wells Fargo comes up, and then ICBC Bank and all these other banks. Nobody's being prosecuted. Our Congress doesn't do anything. So I guess the banks just tell our Congress what to do, and we the people are so poisoned and are so overwhelmed, I guess the only thing we react to, and I know that if we do stand up, they do have the ammo to make us fall down dead with all these hollow point bullets that they've been ordering. So I guess we've got to back up against the wall, and we just don't know what to do as a people, as a nation, as a world. That's my comment.
Boy, your comment is so timely, and it's so accurate. We are living in a world where the Constitution and the rule of law that is supposed to flow from the Constitution is totally missing in action. And there are things to do. One of the things I believe they're trying to do is to make us feel that we are with our backs up against a wall and the only thing we can do is revolt. And that is exactly the wrong thing to do, because they want martial law. They want to take away the remaining civil rights that we do have. There are things that can be done. For example, one of the things that I'm looking at doing is, I don't know if you're familiar with what's been going on in Colorado with the gun legislation. You know, we ended up with half of California moving here because they ruined their own state, the political climate, with their liberal, I don't want to use the adjective I have in mind on the radio, but so we ended up with all of them moving to Denver and over on the east slope of the state. And so they have passed gun legislation in this state to the point where we now have northern Colorado trying to and have passed through their county commission to secede from the state of Colorado and become the 51st state in the union. That's something really an interesting thing, and I'm writing an article right now for Veterans Today about that subject. But one of the things I'm thinking of doing, because we had 58 sheriffs in the state of Colorado file against the state legislature for violating the Colorado Constitution and the Constitution of the United States as it relates to the right to bear arms. I want to file charges against my state senator who voted for that, and the governor of the state of Colorado for violation of oath of office. Think about that. I think it's a key, by the way. And if we can get one good case through, so there is a precedent that says, yeah, you can be removed from office if you violate your oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States. I think there are things of that kind that can be done, and we need to look at how to do them. We also need to do some things like finding out what is capitalism. Capitalism isn't a bunch of multinational corporations who really are the ones that are telling the banks and the Federal Reserve what to do. Capitalism is independent businesses that manufacture and sell and trade on Main Street USA. We need to get back to that, and we need to stop supporting the Walmarts of the world and start buying local. We need to solve our political problems locally. The most important thing you do is, as an American citizen, is not vote. The most important thing you do as an American citizen is go out and get involved in your party's caucus to make sure that you're getting good candidates elected to office, to be put on the ballot. Too many people stay out of, and that was the weakness both parties identified, and that's how they took over the political process in the United States, was putting up their candidates who were loyal to a party rather than to the people. that's what we've got to change. Gosh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give a lecture, but boy,
no, that's fine.
Really a chord.
Well, I have one thing there. With Bev Harris doing the black box voting and finding out how they rig these machines and steal our votes, they cannot prove to us that they truly, these people that are in office, are truly voted in.
Exactly.
And we cannot get them to make them prove it to us. And so as a person, I don't want to support our country when our country is so corrupt that they won't even prove that they are legally there because they were truly voted in. They lose votes. They had so much corruption going on, and now that they have other countries like Spain counting the votes, it's just they're catching.
But I'm going to go back to the same thing. Who elected your county officials that approved your computerized system that won't give you a paper receipt, which is totally possible to do? You've got to get rid of that person and get somebody in office, somebody in the Secretary of State's office locally in your state, who will put the appropriate protections in place. I totally agree with what you said, but we can't absolve ourselves of the responsibility that we have of making sure the people who are in the positions to let those things happen are the best possible people.
Yes, it's definitely a chess game going on, and you have to be good at chess here.
Absolutely, yes. And you better be looking three moves ahead. I totally agree with you.
All right.
Thank you so much for your phone call, Andrea. All righty, we have just a few seconds here. It's been wonderful having you on the program today, Marilyn. And
well,
I'm sorry for the
clearing throat, and I apologize for Western Colorado's barometer dropping this morning and making me clear my throat.
That's okay.
I'd say one thing in closing is to explain the title of the book, Black Swan. What is the Black Swan? Nassim Nicholas Taleb, the author of The Black Swan, which was the best-selling nonfiction book, I believe, of 2006 or so, defined a black swan this way. A black swan is the disproportionate role of high-profile, hard-to-predict, and rare events that are beyond the realm of normal expectations in history, science, finance, and technology. And that is the best explanation for Lee Wanta I can find.
Very appropriate. Thank you so very, very much.
Hey, Deanna, thank you. It's good to talk with you. I enjoy your work, too, so thank you for that. And please tell the owner of your station, tell John I said...
So you said hi? Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Talk with
Bye-bye.
You tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Freedom.